My guest in tonight's Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight is making good on his plan to release an album this year, a few songs at a time. His original plan was a song a month, but that's been modified to three songs each quarterly. And here to share one of his latest original tunes with us and to tell us what he's been up to lately is solo artist and Bacon Brothers Band bass player Paul Gazon. Paul, so nice to have you back with us.
Hi, Kathy. It's so nice to be here.
First of all, you and Michael and Kevin did quite an extensive tour over the summer. Tell us all about it.
We did 33 shows in 21 different cities, on the tour bus, on planes, bouncing around, having a great time with the guys in the band, meeting a lot of wonderful people, the Bacon Brothers fans. While we haven't had a hit record per se, but what we've been known for is our live show. We get out there a couple of times a year and get in front of audiences and make new fans. We had a great time.
Some of the shows that you did were for Kevin's charity, Six Degrees, too.
Yes, 6degrees.org is something that Kevin set up, I guess, about 10 years ago now with the folks at America Online. He likes to say he embraced the beast way back when that whole 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thing started. He has a young man who runs the charity for him. And every place the Bacon Brothers band performs, or if Kevin's out shooting a movie, they track down a charity that could use a little bit of help getting some media attention. And what we did on the tour was, in several cities, we did these unannounced drop-ins at places like hospitals, community gardens. There was a great little place down in Washington, D.C. This guy who has a couple of donut shops, but he does a lot of charity work and wanted to bring some more people into the fold. We got a chance to meet some interesting people and do some good work, and it's a terrific opportunity that he's taken advantage of. We all become a part of it. It's very gratifying.
Paul, when you tour with the Bacon Brothers, you're the bass player, but when you play your solo gigs, you actually use other instruments. Does that ever feel kind of weird?
Actually, no. I really enjoy that. I do miss the bass when I'm playing the acoustic guitar, but when I do my solo shows, it's a very different vibe. I kind of revert back to my storytelling.
I was just thinking, I guess it's also hard to write a song using a bass, since that's sort of like a rhythm, and as a friend of mine who's a bass player called it a fill-in-the-blanks type of instrument.
It is, although I have a couple of friends who are performing bass players. For this Bacon Brothers tour, I picked up something called a ukulele bass. It sounds like an upright bass, but it looks like a big ukulele. Now that you got me talking about it, I may pull that out and write something just for that.
Do you ever play the upright bass, or are you strictly electric?
I used to for about 3 or 4 years, and I decided that at that point in my career I needed to make a change. So I put it aside, and I went back to writing and producing and playing electric bass.
I'm Kathy Millar, and my guest in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight tonight on 100.7 WHUD is Paul Gazon, the electronic troubadour. Your status on that is solidified with your latest series of songs. And review for our listeners again your timed release of the songs on 3 in 1.2, your latest album.
Yeah, at the risk of confusing everybody, what I decided to do this year was to release what amounts to one song a month. And I'd have this challenge of coming up with something brand new every 30 days. Then the logistics of doing one song at a time got a little nutty. I decided to do a package of three at a time, the 3-in-1 series, three songs in one package. So we have 3-in-1.1, which I released in the spring, 3-in-1.2, which you have in your hands now, which is the summer release. In the fall, you'll hear 3-in-1.3, and in the winter will be 3-in-1.4.
You've done something a little bit different with the writing as well. You've got to tell us more about this right brain, left brain rivalry that you've had going on.
It's just nothing more than my discussion of the art of collaboration. I actually enjoy collaborating, but over the last 10 or 15 years, I've become more solitary. It's just the way our business has changed. Today, it just feels like most musicians and songwriters, to me, have evolved into like painters in their garret. I kind of miss the idea of working with people. So for this last record, I made a real concerted effort to reach out to some people. I had a lot of fun doing that. Each of these songs is a collaboration.
Where did you record them, and where did you find the time, given your road trip and tour with the Bacon Brothers?
Songs were actually completed before we left on this big tour. I mixed them here at my home studio in Pomona, but they were recorded in places like Nashville, Brooklyn, Queens, but I collaborated with four different people on three songs.
Paul, you know, we've not spoken about your lovely wife Mary Ellen Bernard's music, which you also work on. Tell us a little bit about her.
Wow, I met her a long time ago when she had an off-Broadway theater company. I was sort of the go-to musician guy who helped them out on their musical endeavors. One thing led to another, and we became partners and then got married, and we became creative partners as well. I use her, and she uses me as sounding boards. We've been married for 32 years. On all of these songs that you've been so gracious to play on WHUD, she's always had input. As I've been going out and performing my own solo shows, I've been inviting her, and she's been joining me for three or four songs at the end of the show.
It's the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD. I'm Kathy Millar with tonight's guest, Paul Gazon. Now, Paul, I know that you've got at least one gig coming up in the area in the near future. Give us the lowdown on that.
I do have a show coming up at the Turning Point in Piermont on Friday, the 13th of November. I'll be doing that with my buddy Neil Shulman from Aztec Two-Step. I'm going to be doing my solo show, and Neil Shulman's going to join me for a few songs. And probably Mary Ellen will jump up on stage, too.
I understand that you and Neil also have a side project going, cover songs, correct?
We do. Neil lives in Manhattan, and when he's not touring with Aztec Two-Step, he hangs around his apartment, and he's a spectacular acoustic guitar player. As opposed to doing all the original music that Aztec does, he started playing some cover songs, just for his own edification. He called me up one day and said, listen, would you be interested in playing some of these songs out? It's all these great songs that we all know from our youth, tunes from the 60s and 70s, one-hit wonder songs like Don't Walk Away, Renee, for example, or Spanish Harlem by Benny King. We worked on it one afternoon, and it really clicked. So we worked up a few songs, and we've been trying to find the time and the place to put it together. So that's actually what we're going to do on Friday the 13th, maybe five or six of these songs.
Paul, give us your website and your other social media links so that we can keep up with what you're doing.
My website is paulguzon.com, PaulGuzzone.com. And then I'm also very active on Facebook, and I have a Twitter account, at Paul Gazon.
The song that we're going to share tonight is called Wild Idea, and it's quite different from what we've previously heard from you.
This song was released on 3-in-1.2. It's the lead cut. When my mastering engineer heard the song, he decided that it would be a great candidate to do a dub mix, an extended mix. So we did. We're going to have a dub mix available and making the rounds to the clubs.
Paul Gazon, many thanks for sharing your new music with us tonight in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Always a pleasure to talk music with you, and good luck with the rest of your album and your upcoming gig November 13th at the Turning Point in Piermont and all of your other musical irons in the fire. Here's Paul Gazon with Wild Idea on 100.7 WHUD.
Let's go to Paris, honey. Let's go to Berlin. Let's go to Tokyo or someplace that we never been. We can run the rapids, parasail the waves, go skydiving, or explore a cave. You got nothing to fear, it's just a wild idea. Strap on that parachute, we'll tumble through the sky. Just take my hand, honey, and we can learn to fly. We'll splash into the ocean, down in the deep blue sea. Swimming with the sharks, that's where we want to be. It's just a wild idea.
So take your inhibitions and check them at the door. We're talking carpe diem, or your life can be a bore. Expect the unexpected when you are with me, 'cause we can take ourselves anywhere we want to be. Yeah, it's just a wild idea. Just a wild idea.